Mesa Police Chief Ramon Batista announced his resignation yesterday. In June, the Mesa Police Association put forward a no-confidence vote in Batista. This came after he publicly condemned several officers who were involved in use-of-force incidents. Mesa City Manager Chris Brady spoke with the Arizona Republic on the reasons for Batista's resignation. And joining us to talk about this is the Republic's Bree Burkett. Bree, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, so do we know why Chief Batista decided this was the time when he should step down?
You know what? Talking to Chris Brady yesterday, it sounds like it just felt like the right time to Batista. He had helped the department navigate through all these tricky times, and they had reached a sort of calm. And he just felt like it was the time to leave. He specifically cited he wanted to pursue personal and family opportunities for the time being.
Do you get the sense that officers, the police union, would also describe this as a calm time? Because it seems like it has not been for quite some time in Mesa.
With the union specifically, the vote came in June, the no confidence vote, but then we actually saw a big leadership change in the unions in the months since. So there hasn't been anything on that front, but the unions did release a statement yesterday, essentially thanking the city management for making the decision to oust Batista despite the claim that he resigned.
Bree, one thing we wanted to ask you about was that statement from the union. So in that, they mentioned that they've had several chiefs just in the last decade. Can you give us a sense of the turnover there and why it might be difficult to keep someone in this position?
That's true. So Mesa has had three chiefs within the last decade. Now, it is important to note one of those was Frank Milstead, who did leave to go head DPS. So we can't really look at that the same way. But there's just been a lot of turnover. I mean, the department has had a tumultuous couple years, especially during Batista's time, between the murder trial for Philip Brailsford, a former cop, and then all these use of force incidents. So, you know, it's understandable to an extent, but I know the unions really want someone to come in and stay for a while.
What has to change? I mean, has union leadership said what needs to happen for the city to get a police chief who will actually stay for some amount of time?
The union hasn't. I think their biggest complaint with Batista was they just didn't feel like he was there for them. He was more catering to the people, was their primary issue. So I think they want someone who really understands them and speaks to their needs. Specifically, they have complaints about a lack of staffing, not feeling like they're getting enough manpower in certain places, and issues with funding as well.
So we found out this morning, you've written about this, that the city has announced an interim police chief, Ken Cost. What do we know about him?
That's correct. So Ken Cost was an assistant chief. He was specifically over patrol. He was appointed to the assistant chief position in 2018, and he's been with the department for almost 25 years. So he's really risen his way through the ranks. And I mean, he's the ultimate Mesa Police guy. He's going to know that department really, really well. And people seem to be pretty enthusiastic about the decision, even though it is just for the interim.
Can you give us a sense of what's next in terms of this? There's an interim in the position now, what the process looks like, how long it'll be until they have a permanent chief?
So we don't know exactly. I did ask Mesa City spokesman this morning, and they said they're going to start that process soon. No details on when or what exactly that will entail, whether they'll look in-house or out-of-house. The last couple of chiefs have been, Batista was from Tucson Police Department, so who knows where they'll get the next one.
Do we know if the interim chief, Ken Cost, might be interested in taking this on a full-time basis?
He could be. Cross hasn't spoken publicly on that, though. He is currently completing his master's, which does indicate he was likely looking at some kind of leadership position going forward.
All right. That is Bree Burkett with the Arizona Republic. Bree, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.